USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic House prosecutors have now wrapped up a long day of arguing for the conviction of President Trump on two articles of impeachment. Lead prosecutor Adam Schiff urged senators to demand more evidence.
We can and will prove President Trump guilty of this conduct and of obstructing the investigation into his misconduct. But you and the American people should know who else was involved in this scheme. You should want the whole truth to come out. You should want to know about every player in this sordid business.
One of the president's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, was not pleased with Schiff.
They accused my client of lying, when they accused the United States Senate of lying, when they've accused my colleagues of lying, and then the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says the words executive privilege and other nonsense, it's going to evoke a reaction.
This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The White House released a number of documents that show efforts by the administration to withhold military aid to Ukraine last year, an issue that led to President Trump's impeachment. The White House Office of Management and Budget made public nearly 200 documents, which include emails discussing the move a day before the president made a phone call to the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky. The impeachment's abuse of power charge contends the president withheld military aid as leverage to persuade Zelensky to announce Ukraine was investigating Biden and his son Hunter, who's a former member of the Ukrainian gas company Burisma. The Government Accountability Office said last week the Trump administration broke the law when it withheld the congressionally approved military aid, which was ultimately released last September after the whistleblower blew the whistle. White House attorneys said the documents are protected by executive privilege and that releasing them would weaken the institution of the presidency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Recording Academy is facing a discrimination complaint from the former CEO of the Grammys. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Deborah Dugan filing an explosive sexual harassment and discrimination complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission against the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences after she was recently placed on administrative leave amid allegations of workplace bullying. She claims she was sexually harassed by the general counsel to the academy and put on administrative leave for raising numerous concerns about goings-on at the Grammys. For instance, she says the academy's board manipulates the Grammy nomination process. Her dismissal became public last week, 10 days before this year's Grammy Awards telecast, which is coming up this Sunday.
China has issued a travel ban for all residents of Wuhan, which is the epicenter of a coronavirus outbreak that's killed at least 17 people. The ban comes as millions of people in mainland China are expected to travel long distances to celebrate the Lunar New Year. The city is shutting down all public transportation, including buses, subways, and ferries. Officials also canceled all flights and trains departing from the city in central Hubei province. Transportation officials didn't ban travel by private vehicles, but warned that citizens shouldn't leave the city unless there's special conditions. Health officials are attempting to contain the coronavirus outbreak, which likely began in the Wuhan seafood market, which has since closed. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.